Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to today's broadcast. And if you'd like to be on the show and give your comments or your opinions on today's episode, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air. Okay. Again, it's Thursday. Looks like a great day here, TL, and we're gonna have a good time, right? We're gonna have a good time today. I have a great show lined up for you today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay. And so it's Thursday, and let's get into today's show. Today's word of the day is inanition. Inanition. I-N-A-N-I-T-I-O-N. Inanition. Inanition is a noun, and it means the exhausted condition that results from lack of food and water. Inanition. And the second meaning is the absence or loss of social, moral, or intellectual vitality. Okay? Or vigor. All right? The exhausted condition that results from lack of food and water is inanition. Okay? That's a great word, I think. The lack of the exhausted condition that results from lack of food and water. Inanition. That's a great word. Inanition. Inanition. Okay? She's in a state of inanition. okay, great word. Great word, inanition. Now, today's weather. Right now is 60 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 74. High today, 74. And looks like we have sunshine pretty much throughout the day and the evening. All right. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 86. Saturday, sunshine, high 88. Sunday, partly sunny, high 86. Monday, we have possible thunderstorms on Memorial Day, high 80 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 83. So here's my thing to you guys. Since you got sunshine on tomorrow, sunshine on Saturday, partly sunny on Sunday, I think your Memorial Day weekend, if you're planning anything this weekend, and yes, I'm open to invites. If you planning anything this weekend, I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday are great days, or Saturday and Sunday would be great days to have your cookouts. Okay, I think those will be great days to have your cookouts. It's going to be nice and sunny outside. Again, Friday 86 sunshine, Saturday 88 sunshine, Sunday partly cloudy, 80 degrees. So it's going to be a great weekend as far as weather goes, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. This holiday weekend, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you guys are safe this weekend, and don't do anything that I wouldn't do. All right. So, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can go ahead and call in. And again, if you'd like to give your comments or opinions, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Now, today's episode is entitled, What Do Men Want in Their Woman? Okay? And it's F, S, S, and M, S. Okay? F, S, S, and M, S. I know. You're like, Frank, what is that? F, S, S, and M, S. And I'm going to explain. Okay, I'm going to explain. And I see there are more people joining the show now, and welcome you guys. So we're just getting started with the show. What do men want in their woman? FSS and MS is what we want. Okay, and I'm going to explain. So and we're going to discuss the reasons that is. All right. So, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, all men want is sex from a woman. Well, that's not true. I guess, you know, that's part of it, but that's not all of it. You know, a lot of women think all men are dogs. Well, that's not true. Not all men are dogs. Okay? And so what FSS and MS stands for, the first, this is what we look for, really. And I've you know, broken it down into these sections. Okay, I've broken it down into these sections. And women, the ladies that are listening to the show, when you think about this, you know, really think about it, because you want to get to be great in these areas. Okay? And some of you are already great in these areas. Some of you are achieving greatness in these areas. And some of you are lacking in these areas. So let's get down to it. The first letter, F. F is for food. Okay? You want to find a woman who, or men want a woman who can cook, who can feed them good food. And what I mean by that is that again, the F is for food. So you looking for a woman who can feed you and feed you good food, a woman that can cook. Okay. And when you find a woman that you think you'd like to build a relationship with, you think that, she may not be a great cook right now, but if she's willing to work at it, she can become a great cook. No one starts out being a great cook, okay? They have to practice and practice and practice. Then they become great cooks. And that's the same thing with anyone else. Same thing with doctors and lawyers and all these people. Their and their business is called a practice. Doctors practice. Practice on you, they practice on me, and once, you know, after years and years of practice, then they have the knowledge that when you come in with certain symptoms, this is what I do. And then they become great doctors. Okay, the same thing with women and men, of course. I learned how to cook from my mom. My mom said, I'm going to teach you how to cook because I don't want you to depend on a woman to cook for you. Because she knew that, hey, women get upset with you and then they don't, you know, I'm not cooking tonight. You fend for yourself. Okay, all right, that's fine. Because I can get in the kitchen and I can whip up something myself for dinner. You know, you're going to be pissed off at me, but I can get in there and I can cook my own food. I bought it. Right? I can cook it. So, but you're looking for a woman. Men looking for a woman that can feed them. So, you're looking for a good cook. Okay, that's first. You know, they tell you a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Well, that's, you know, that's true. And then the next letter S is for support. Okay, support. And what I mean by support is that us men, we will get out there. Well, not all men, but some men, we will get out there and we'll work and we'll go to work every day. We'll go to work, rain, sleet, or snow. We'll go to work sick, one arm, whatever. We'll get out there and we'll go to work every day to take care of you and take care of our kids, take care of our families. We will do that. Men will do that. But we need the support of a good woman, and we'll break our necks to take care of you ladies. And what I mean by support is, you know, help us out. Maybe, you know, if you're gonna be the first letter, which is feed us, then hey, help us with lunch. Put our lunch together. So we're getting ready to go to work and we're getting ready to leave. You're like, okay, honey, your lunch is ready right here. We'll grab our lunch and head on out the door and go to work. Okay? And whatever we're doing, whatever our profession is, whatever our job is, support us in that. Support us in that. I know a lot of us, including myself, you know, we bring our work, or sometimes we bring our work home and we talk, and we need to talk to you guys about it because we don't have anyone else to talk about it. That, and you have to be one that sits there or listen, you know, or hold the phone and listen to us vent our frustrations, maybe from work, okay, or maybe vent our frustrations from someone at work, or, you know, whatever we're talking about. But if you lend us that support and listen to us and support us in our feelings and our emotions about this, that's the support. That's some of the support that we're looking for. Okay? And then you have sometimes when you have ladies I'm talking to, sometimes when you have your girlfriends or some of your family members and you're on the phone talking to them, and they ask, and then they're talking to you about your man, we're looking for the support of, you're not going to take that. I have a great man, and, you know, my man doing his thing. He doing what he's supposed to do. You can't sit there and talk about him like that. That's my job, right? That's some of the support that I'm talking about and the support that men look for in women. Now, the next letter, S. F, S, and S. S is, of course, excuse me, F is sex. We look for a woman who is good at sex, is at least at the minimum, I guess we're all adults here, you know, at minimum, we're looking for, you know, men say they're looking for a lady in the streets and a freak in the bed. Well, you know, as far as the freak in the bed, at least be as much of a freak as I am, right? Be at least as much of a freak as I am in the bed. You know what I'm saying? And the freakiness above that, okay, that's just a plus for us, for men, okay? They say men look for a lady in the streets and a freak in the bed. Well, hey, that's true, okay? Now, I'm not saying you got to go out here and learn all this crazy stuff, all this different kind of stuff, and come to bed with these whips and chains and stuff. And, you know, some men might not like that. But I'm saying, be good at what your man likes, and add on to that. Do more, okay? Do more. So that third letter F, S, and the third letter S is for sex. A man will walk away from a relationship if the sex is not good. Okay? A man will walk away from the relationship if the sex is not good. A man will leave his wife if the sex is not good. It doesn't have to be she can be a great cook. She can lend all the support she wants. And I'll tell you guys what the MS stands for. And she could be great at MS, but if the sex isn't good, hey, we're out of there. Okay? and we'll go find someone else who has that sex, right? We'll go out there and find it, okay? And people like me who've been married a long time, you know, we're satisfied, right? Right? We're satisfied. And that's why we stay. It's like, I ain't messing around with nothing else. I'm good at home, right? And then the last two letters of this formula is MS. Okay? I said FSS and MS. MS is moments of silence. We want moments of silence. We want to come home sometimes from work, go to our man caves if we have one, and chill. And we're really not looking for you guys to come in there and talk. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're talking about, you know, the football game yesterday, the basketball game, whatever, the news, whatever. We're looking for moments of silence. That's why they call it a man cave. A man cave is where we go to have moments of silence. Now, I don't mean we're sitting there in the dark with no TV and nothing going. We're just sitting there in the dark meditating. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we want to be in our man caves, watching a show, having a cigar, having a drink, drinking a beer, or even just sitting there and just chilling after work. And we don't want you ladies to come in there and start talking and picking a fight. Because, you know, sometimes when men get irritated, we don't want to take it out on our women. So we'll go to our quiet place, or what we call our quiet place. That's the man cave. And ladies, I'm going to tell you, if your man doesn't have a man cave, you need to tell him to, you know, get you a man cave. Because if he doesn't have a man cave, then he's not going to, he's going to leave and go to his friend's house, leave and go to the bar, or leave and go anywhere other than home. Y'all with me? And that's what I'm saying, is that when you allow your man to have quiet time, then that's a great characteristic that you women should try to master. Because we need that quiet time. We need that quiet time. Okay? You know, you might see on TV where anyone go to a quiet place right before they, you know, let's take an entertainer. Let's take one of the singers. Let's take a Patti LaBelle, or let's say Janet Jackson, any other entertainers or something like that. Beyonce. Now, before they get out on stage and get to all the screaming and dancing and hollering and singing and all the band playing and all this stuff, they're back in their dressing rooms or their green rooms or whatever you want to call them, and they're having moments of silence. And they might have their, sometimes they might have their whole group in there. And they're like, let's pray for a few minutes before we go out on stage. Those are their moments of silence. Everyone needs moments of silence. Not just men, but women need it too. Okay? Women need it too. And because, and I say this because usually when we get into talking with our, you know, spouses or our girlfriends or, you know, the person that we're in, the female that we're in a relationship with, when we get to talking, you guys don't listen to us. You know, women don't listen to us. And that's another thing that you ladies should try to work on. Or do this. Ask your man, do I listen well? Ask your man that. And tell him to be honest with you. Because I guarantee you what he's going to say is, no, you don't listen well. Okay? Now, I know my wife listens to the show, but, you know, she doesn't listen well. And yeah, I said it. I'm not afraid to say it. But, you know, she doesn't listen well. And what I mean by that is, you know, we may be talking, we may be in a conversation. And, you know, as I talk, sometimes when I talk, I'll pause because I'm kind of thinking about what I'm getting ready to say. Or I'll pause because I'm trying to find the right words to use. Okay, I know what I want to say, but I'm trying to find the right words to use. And right there in my pause, she'll jump in and tell me what I'm trying to say. And I'm like, hold it. Just listen. Okay? That's not what I'm trying to say. And men, we're straight up. We see things black and white. We don't see any gray in between there. We see things black and white. We're going to tell you exactly what we want you to hear. We're not going to sugarcoat it in any way. We're going to tell you exactly what we want you to hear. But women, y'all sit in that gray area. Okay? Y'all sit in that gray area, and y'all think y'all know what we're going to say next. So you want to step in and help us. I understand. You want to step in and help us, but that's not helping us. That's only frustrating us. Okay? And I've told my wife this before, and again, she's listening to the show. I've told her this several times. Please listen. And sometimes when I'm talking and she butts in at the wrong time, of course, I'm like, just listen. I want you to just listen right here. And when I finish, then I'll say, okay, what do you have to say about it? And that's it. And that's the great way to communicate with your man. Moments of silence. So that's the show, guys. Again, I said, what do men want in their women? FSSNMS. Food, support, sex, and moments of silence. I think I hit it on the head. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. That's all the time I have today. I hope you guys have a tremendous, tremendous weekend. And I'll be back tomorrow now. You guys listen in to the show tomorrow. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. You guys definitely step in and listen tomorrow, because tomorrow the show will be open for you guys. It's your show, Free Fall Friday. And we'll do it like that. Okay? But again, a woman and a man in a relationship, you guys deserve each other, and you guys deserve each other's love. That's the way I'm going to go out with it today. Take care of yourselves, guys. Again, have a great weekend. The weather's going to be super, so take advantage of it. Get outside, fire up those barbecue grills, and invite me over for some ribs, some baked beans, macaroni and cheese, cornbread. I want it all. I want it all. And then you know what I want at the end? Some perfect, perfect iced tea. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.